The Big Show.
Wake up with PT.
3BA.
After a two-week hiatus, she's back. Alex Center from thebigsmoke.com.au. Morning to you, Alex.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. I missed you.
I missed you too.
Thank you so much for being nice when I rang and said, look, we've got a big comp coming up. We need to throw it into prime time. Are you cool with having a couple of weeks off? You've gone, sure, no worries.
Yeah, that's fine.
What did I miss? What did I miss?
You know what? I don't even remember it when that's fast.
Well, let's talk some topics today and shoot the breeze, Alex Center. Research has found that saying and ah is quite helpful when trying to engage someone in conversation. I always thought and ah was the mind trying to work out what it was going to say next. But anyway, according to the research, there's an even better way, though. Alex, please enlighten us.
Yeah, so this is really interesting because looking into the way our brains work when we're listening to somebody else speak, what the research found is that and ah, it caused the person to sort of stop what they're thinking about and listen to you. Because when someone says and ah, you know that you're catching them in a moment of trying to recall what they're saying.
Right.
So our brains as an outsider then respond to that. But a smarter way of doing it, if you want to say and ah, and a more thoughtful way of doing it is to, instead of saying or ah, to just pause for a second. Because the research found that the pause did the same thing.
Okay, so I've been on this earth some 57 and a half years and I'm conditioned to and ah. How long do you think it's going to take me to condition myself and change my habits from and ah to that?
I think you should own it. You should be the and ah guy.
Thank you. I'm sticking with that because change is difficult at my age, you know.
It's easier just to be the and ah guy.
I'm just going to be the and ah guy. Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. That makes my life a whole lot easier. Let's talk dogs and cats. In particular, in Japan, they've started receiving wearable fans, as in like air conditioners, because the country's dealing with rising temperatures. Is this real?
Yeah. So this is something that you know, it's interesting because we do often forget how animals respond to the heat, especially blistering summer weather. So, for example, if you are a dog walking on concrete, sometimes your owner might not remember that your paws are literally being burnt while you're walking around. So people forget that. So now in Tokyo, they've created a wearable fan for pets. And the idea behind it is that the it's almost like a little outfit that goes onto the dog or the cat, and then a fan is attached to a mesh fabric, and it blows air around the animal's body. So the idea behind it is that it can help give the pets relief, and then they also use dry ice packs to try to keep the dogs cool. So it's a way for your dog to be able to get out in the heat, but also be able to do it in a safe way.
Yeah, and look, you know, we're in the last month of winter, which means spring's around the corner, and it won't be too long when we're reminding pet owners not to walk them on their pads on the hot concrete.
Not good.
Hey, to wrap up our Shoot the Breeze segment this morning, Alex Center from thebigsmoke.com.au, new stamp-sized stickers have been developed to place on our body that allows ultrasound images to be seen into our bodies. This is cool.
This is cool. So these are designed by MIT engineers, and the idea behind it is that they're stamp-sized ultrasound adhesives. And what you do is you put it onto your body, and wherever you put it on, similar to putting on a Band-Aid, the doctor or your clinician can actually see your internal organs. So it's a little bit like having an MRI or another type of ultrasound imaging service, but it allows them to see your internal organs for up to 48 hours continuously.
More X-ray vision going on in the doctor's department, eh?
It's a good way for them to be able to track something consistently, which in the past has been very difficult for them to do.
Alex Center, have a great week. Catch you next week.
Okay.
From the and ah guy to you, have a wonderful time.
Thank you. 3BA.